You are listening to Perspectives Live, a weekly podcast from Life Heritage Ministries with host Dr. Keith Augustus Burton. In an interview after the presentation of a sermon entitled In God We Trust, a reporter from one of the network affiliates in Nashville asked if I was not fearful of delivering messages that were critical of the government. This was neither the first nor the last time that I have been confronted with this question. More often I find that those who inquire are concerned about my safety. They're well aware, you see, that even in democracies, governments have ways of silencing dissenters. But please be assured, I am not some rhetorical daredevil on a death wish. Neither do I find pleasure in decrying demonic institutions. However, as a citizen of God's kingdom, I believe it is my responsibility to be a prophetic voice in this world of injustice and oppression. I cannot keep silent while the devil beguiles the gullible. In this environment of nationalistic narcissism, I realize that I am a voice crying in the wilderness. I am fully aware that there are many who view me as a nagging nuisance who needs to be silenced. Nonetheless, in spite of the pressure to proclaim patriotic platitudes, I cannot shirk my prophetic responsibility. In the spirit of Daniel, Isaiah, Elijah, John the Baptist, John the Revelator, Paul, and a host of others, I am willing to be a martyr for the kingdom. In case you're wondering, let me reiterate that I am not on a masochistic death wish. It is not my desire for my wife and my children to see me fall victim to an assassin's bullet, but I am committed to being a martyr. Influenced by powerful works like Fox's Book of Martyrs, many are of the mistaken impression that martyrs are made at death. However, martyrdom has nothing to do with how a person dies, but how he or she lives. The Greek word martyr basically means witness. A martyr is one who demonstrates his or her convictions by the decisions he or she makes in life. Martyrdom is a way of life. It's making a conscious choice to be a beacon of the Lord's liberating light in this world devastated by the devil's darkness. It's having the courage to renounce the temporary pleasures of this world and embrace the eternal promises of the next. All who claim to be a part of the body of Christ are called to be witnesses to his kingdom. The Bible is clear that the principles of the kingdom of Christ are diametrically opposed to those prevalent in the kingdoms of this world. It's time, I say, for Christians to realize that no one can serve two masters. Many are trying to have their cake and eat it too. But true witnesses to God's kingdom must make a choice. True witnesses must learn to put aside their allegiance to their political parties or nations and stand alone on the word of God. This is not to say that they are not to participate in political processes, but they must not be so loyal to earthly governments that they lose their prophetic voice. Even as governments and their constituents celebrate the works of the devil, true witnesses should not be afraid to be the rain on their parades. As the devil tightens his grip on the governments of this earth, God is looking for martyrs. In this age of reckless war, he is looking for martyrs who are willing to proclaim the gospel of peace. In this age of debilitating disease, he is looking for martyrs who are willing to serve as healing hands. In this age of solid sexuality, he is looking for martyrs who are willing to demonstrate the virtues of inner chastity. In this age of perverted politics, he is looking for martyrs who are willing to govern with integrity. In this age of cultural conformity, he is looking for martyrs who refuse to subscribe to Satan's agenda because they have been taught by the Spirit that a tree is known by its fruit. I trust you are blessed by this edition of Perspectives Live, a production of the Life Heritage Radio Network. If you'd like to comment on this podcast, you may do so at www.lifeheritagepodomatic.com, or you may call the network at 206-350-5476. That's 206-350-LHRN. I'm asking that you consider becoming a sponsor of this podcast and would appreciate your donations. Secure donations may be made online at www.lifeheritage.podomatic.com, or they may be sent to Life Heritage Radio Network, P.O. Box 56, Harvest, Alabama 35749. All who donate $25 or over will receive a copy of today's featured sermon, In God We Trust, and a copy of Dr. Burton's celebrated book, The Compassion of the Christ. God bless you all, and always remember that a tree is known by its fruit.